According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, just because it's fun, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour 20. We'll call it the midnight 25 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. There's going to be a day soon where I'm going to have to do an all obit show because the backlog's a little bit much. That's not going to get us out of that hole, but we'll do what we can do. But that's later. Now it's time for us to get into some silliness tonight, because that is what you came here for right now. And, you know, I frequently caucus with our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., to figure out just what the heck we ought to do on this radio show. And tonight, we've done it again. Actually, he didn't even require a caucus for this one. He just went for it. Let us begin a look inside our own toy box, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ping pong, the album, comedy cabaret. Futuristic vaudevillians, thanks for pressing play. Futuristic vaudevillians, thanks for pressing play. Ping pong, Hong Kong, King Kong, sing some. Please put on your Avatar mask, our game is underway. Please put on your Avatar mask, our game is underway.
If you wanna go crazy and act like a clown, be the laughing stock all over town. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along.
If you stick your nose where it don't belong, don't you come to me if things go wrong. That's your red wagon, your little red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along.
When you're making your bed, remember you'll do the lion bear. When you butter your bread,
glasses and blow your dough. Don't you run to me if they don't show that's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. Linda, just keep dragging your red wagon along.
As can be, making toys for girls and boys.
Where am I?
Why, New England, doll, a novelty. But where did you come from?
Oh, I'm just a little girl, and I peeked in to see where Santa Claus gets all his toys.
Why, at New England, doll, a novelty.
Oh, look at them all.
There's bikes and skates, carts and clocks, crayon slates, building blocks, choo-choo trains, aeroplanes, games and sleds, dolls and beds.
Why, there's any toy your heart desires.
At New England, doll and novelty.
Now, you know, the same thing wouldn't happen, Ray, if we opened that magic door.
What?
I say the same thing wouldn't happen. If we'd open that magic door, we have a sound effect man open it. There'd be a squeak, which we don't have.
Squeak.
The door would open and we'd hear, "How do you do?" But anyway, the New England Dollar Novelty Company at 174 Washington Street, Boston, has been known as the house of a million items for over 30 years. And you'll find a tremendous...
Good.
If they haven't sold one of those million items in 30 years, they better close up. But you'll find a tremendous selection of toys at exceptional prices.
Mrs. Lindley, I'd like to take time out to thank Hayes and Bickford for getting together on this little sandwich. It's wonderful.
And so that Mother and Dad may shop together, the store is open until 10 o'clock every evening. For toys the youngsters dream about, visit New England Doll and Novelty Company, 174 Washington Street, near State Street in Boston, a separate wholesale division for dealers.
A great big He-Man, a great big capital G-Man. Don't go in for parlor games or dancing around with pretty dames. When I feel sad and sobby, I find my greatest hobby riding hobby horses in the park. Hey, hey, I take my boots and saddle. Oh, how I love to straddle riding hobby horses in the park. In the park, in the park, riding hobby horses in the park. can I do tricks and hellboy? I'm just a city cowboy riding hobby horses in the park. I like to ride the mild ones. I like to tame the wild ones riding hobby horses in the park. Hey, hey, I'm just a bronco buster. I make them shake their duster riding hobby horses in the park. Giddy up, giddy up. We don't have to stop for any cop. No, the girls all think I'm classy. I lasso every lassie riding hobby horses in the park.
Whoop, 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 whoop it up! Whoop, 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 whoop it up! Whoop, 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 whoop. favorite little place.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you are mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I like a whole pint of you. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Taste of wine and whiskey and then a chase. I accepted her offer with good grace, but I didn't understand what she meant when she said she didn't want to pretend to play Scrabble. So she got out that Scrabble board and all her signals I ignored. And when she got that triple word score, I was impressed, but she looked bored. And I didn't know how to defend my honor. It's amazing what you can miss when you treat love like a game of chess.
Another thrill, little Jack Horner with his pump-pie jackstrap and his fat.
half-pipe nearby. Mother Goose and her kids loose, from storybook they've come to look. They gathered here, everybody known, in all their Sunday best clothes. Fancy laces, frills and frills, and the dance of the little Dutch dolls. And now comes the march doll. Step with start, fall in line, faces shine, feet be time, march in rhyme. There, on parade, keeps boy and maid, struts with pep, keeping step straight ahead, where they're led. See how the tin soldier orders the ranks array. Shoulder to shoulder, these dollies on dress parade. Oh, look, here they come with rolling drum. Now they pass, pad and last, each one.
People have cats.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, 10. Now, let me ask you this. Do you trust them? Because I've got to get a pair of cat handcuffs and I got to get them right away. Just the little ones that go around the little front paws. Or maybe the manacles of four that get all four paws. But what a drag. I found out my cat was embezzling from me. You think you know a cat for 10 years? He pulls something like this. Found out while I was away, he would go out to the mailbox, pick up the checks, take them down to the bank and cash them, disguised as me. He had the little kitty arrow through the head, and the little kitty bunny ears. And I wouldn't have caught him, but I went outside to his house where he sleeps, and there was about $3,000 worth of cat toys out there. and you can't return them because they have spit all over them. So now I'm stuck with $3,000 worth of cat toys. Well, sure, they're fun. Got the little rubber mouse, has a bell inside of it. Boy, I hate it when it goes under the sofa. Whoa, give me that, give me that, give me that.
And let them roll. I got a super crap game last night. Everybody thought I was pretty tired. Finally looking man asked me, can I roll? I said, roll them right or you'll be laying out cold. Now take the dice, roll, roll, roll. Take the dice, roll. Man, won't you roll? Take the dice, take them and let them roll. Now my friend Sam Bateman, what happened to be here? Things weren't right, this he could see. Lost all his money, then he shook his head. Then he pulled out his gun, this is what he said. He said, now, take the dice, roll, roll, roll. Take the dice, roll. Man, won't you roll? Shake the dice, shake them and let them roll. The things I did water do the same. Find anybody fine that gets sick. Just take your foot and give them a real hard kick and then say, take the dice, roll, roll, roll. Take the dice, roll. Man, won't you roll? Shake the dice, shake them and let them roll.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that's a lot of music about toys. But there's so much more to go, as you knew there would be, as we continue on in this program. I want to give a big shout out to my coworkers, of all people. I decided when I needed to make a little brainstorming list of toys this weekend, so it would make it a little easier for me to go on the hunt through the big record collection and find things, I went to the Get Off My Lawn Slack group at my workplace and asked them what their favorite toys were so that I would be reaching the appropriate demographic for my listenership. That's you, the listener. No offense. You know who you are. But they came back with a nice little list of stuff. It made it much, much easier to go through this process and take care of business, and I want to thank each and every one of them for it. That said, I think I should jump right back in with more silliness about toys right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a slinkety sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's slinky. It gives a big lift when wrapped as a gift, a very likable toy. It's falling in place, brings smiles to your face, something kids can enjoy. It's slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. It's slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. And slinky mobiles with big slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go. It makes a great sound when you pull it around. The driver's an old-timey fellow. A slinky dog, a slinky train, many more wonderful toys. You tug the string, they do their thing. They're great for girls and boys. They're slinkies, really wonderful toys. They're slinkies, they're fun for girls and boys.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
October, April, June, and no wonder. All the rest have peanut butter. All except my dear grandmother. She had a little red tricycle. I stole it. I am in love with my little red tricycle. It has pedals and a seat that has springs and wheels that have spokes that don't speak till they're spoken to, and a little bell that I can ring. See? See? 30 days have September, April, June, and no wonder. All the rest have peanut butter. All except my dear grandmother. She had a little red tricycle. It's mine now. When I am riding my little red tricycle, why do people always stop and ask me,
"Why must you ride on that little red tricycle? At your age, you know you're 43.
I didn't really steal the tricycle from my grandmother. It followed me home.
stick would rather have a horse, but it does the trick. I'm just a cap gun cowboy, just a roping and a riding, just a shooting and a sliding. I'm a little captain cowboy growing up. We jump and hurry, we shoot all day, hide in the cave, slide on the hay. They can't catch me when I start to run, cause I shoot them and plug them with my cap gun. I'm just a cap gun cowboy, just a roping and a riding, just a shooting and a sliding. I'm a little captain cowboy growing up.
Haven't got a worry in the world except about their toys. Little Susie May, who lives across the way, came to visit us, and this is what she had to say.
Johnny's got a yo-yo, he got it from his dad. He always lets me play with it. It's the best toy I ever had. He never lends it out to any other kids in town, 'cause I'm the only one who knows how to get it up and down. I'm older than the other kids and I have been around. Johnny's got a yo-yo, it really is a wow. And teacher keeps him after school so he can show her how. It's shiny and he says it is brand new. And he
can do more tricks with it than his dad can do. You can't learn to play with it and just by a wishing. You gotta know how to hold it in the right position by intuition. And Johnny's got a yo-yo, and all the kids they say, if his dad finds out I play with it, there'll be hell to pay. And Jacks and Immies don't interest me any longer, I confess. Since I play with Johnny's yo-yo, I'm spoiled a bit, I guess. I'm sure I could be happy, and life would be divine, if I knew that Johnny's yo-yo were mine, oh mine. I've told him I would buy it, no matter what the cost. But Johnny says without his yo-yo, he'd be lost. And I believe it. Why is for yesterday I had it? O is for the way I feel today. Y is for youth, forever at it. O means only that it's here to stay. I love it so. Y is for your father's mustache. O means only that here comes the end. Put them all together, they spell yo-yo. Believe me, that toy's a boy's best friend.
Kid, you want a toy?
Uh-huh.
How about a bike?
No.
A video game?
No!
Well, okay. You pick a toy. Yes, log. All kids love log.
What rolls fast stairs, a motor and pairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog. What's great for a snack, it fits on your back, it's a log.
from Blammo.
Won't you ride in my little red wagon? I'd love to pull you down the street, and I know all the kids would be jealous when they see my sweetheart so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop, then we're gonna coast down the lane, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon, 'cause you are my sweetheart to be. I'd love to pull you down the street, and I know all the kids will be jealous when they see my sweetheart so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop, then we're gonna coast down the lane, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon, 'cause you are my sweetheart to be.
Speedy West.
For a minute, I'm ready to fall in a heap. Willie's been fed, and I've tucked him in bed. Thank goodness the darling's asleep. He's a wonderful boy, and a joy, and a boon. Gee, you should have seen him this afternoon.
Bang went the bridge lamp, down went the table, crash went the china tray. But he said, I couldn't help it, my walking horse ran away. Rip, rip went the curtain, wham went the window, crunch went the new buffet. And I heard him tell his daddy, my walking horse ran away. Somehow, Indians got into our front room. Our cowboy grabbed for his gun and went boom, 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 boom. Slam went the screen door, smash went the mirror, looks like I'll soon be gray.
But he smiles, and what's the difference? And maybe some Mother's Day, I'll remember when his rocking horse ran away.
got up early this morning, wore a flimsy negligee, had to hurry to fix the breakfast and get Daddy on his way. Figured I could get the paper so the neighbors wouldn't see, so I sneaked out on the porch, but very, very quietly. Wham! Went the dishpan, then came a holler, up went the neighbor's shade. It was Mother's little darling out on a commando raid. Came home late from a picture, I was tired, my shoes were tight. Took off my stockings, dropped my girdle, got undressed and pulled the light. Boy, slipped into my nightgown, then tiptoed across the floor. Better have a look at Junior, so I peeked into his door. Clang, 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 went a cowbell, wee went a whistle, I nearly had a stroke. It was Mother's precious baby, just having his little joke. Always, just when I'm breathing a peaceful sigh, there's G-men, coppers and robbers, and hi-ho, silver! Bam, went the bookcase, food went the fruit bowl, and boom went the glass bouquet. But he smiles, and what's the difference? And maybe some Mother's Day I'll remember when. Bang went the lamp, down went the table, crash went the tray, rip, rip went the curtain, wham went a window, clang went a bell, wee went a whistle, bam went a pan, slam went a door. On that eventful day, when his rocking horse ran away.
WMFO in Medford, stereo.
You got the right string, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. Somebody knocking on your door. Well, I passed this morning by the hardware store. A brand new string for my yo-yo. Walked on down to the doctor to get the string put on. He made a mistake, put the string